ecstatic. I thought we our shape was excellent. The one time we didn't do what we asked him to do, we got caught. A bit harsh on Pagey because I thought he started really well and he was only doing somebody else's job by overcovering. And to be fair, it was the correct decision to be sent off. But to then go one down from that resulting free kick, it was always going to be a difficult place. These are third in the league, away from home.
And it was a good free kick.
It was a fantastic free kick. But I think from then on, our performance, our mentality, our shape, working off our shape, was everything we've asked them, they did. And the most important thing when it comes down to football matches is a desire and application to your job. And they certainly gave me that in abundance today. And I can't ask no more. They walked the share with pride. The fan supporters with pride. And they got behind us. It's a long trip back down to Charlton. And we'll go down to London now very happy.
Bolton didn't create all that much second half, despite a lot of possession. That must be down to your organisational skills, your defending, and your goalkeeper,
and
I thought.
Yeah, the goalkeeper, the best goalkeeper in the league. Best goalkeeper in the league. But
he didn't have a lot of shots to save.
Nobody commanded his area very well, and he come and claimed it. When you're up against, I think it was Proctor, Wilkinson and Medine, with the delivery quality throughout the game of the likes of Henry and Clough, Wilson and Taylor. The top players, and you always know you're going to have to beat your best to stop them, and today we had to be at our best, and we were down to 10 men. I thought we started the game really well. I thought we looked a threat, everything we've worked on all week, but then we had to shift one or two things around, and the application and dedication of the players were certainly there for all to see. Just a quick mention for our groundsman, who's worked so hard to give us a little bit of somewhere to train this week, and I promised him if we got a result, I'll tell him it was down to him.
What does that mean now for Charlton in terms of your ambition for the season? Are the playoffs still a possibility?
I've never said they're not. So we always knew me coming in here was going to be a transition period. It's going to be a lot of things that I had to get right. Some things maybe not, might be on the pitch sometimes. Sometimes they're off the pitch. But hopefully we've tried to conduct ourselves with honesty and transparency. Hopefully they respect that. I know I'm not going to get everything right. I make a lot of mistakes, but I'm a human being, so accept them. But all in all, I try to do my best for the club that employ me. And once I get employed by a football club, I certainly enthrall myself in that club. And I certainly try and dedicate my life. And I think the players, certainly at this football club, since I've walked in, there's not one of these that have shirked any responsibility. And I can't ask for no more. I ask for good people. I ask for athletes. I ask for talented individuals. The second oldest player today was Declan Rudder, 26 years of age. And he's only just turned 26. So it just shows you how young that team is. Young Ezri Conser and Joe Rebo show the quality, and Jake's still relatively young. Nathan Burns young, Chicks is young, Page is young. So it's Patrick Bauer's still young, really. There's only Crofty, and the veterans were Crofty, and our goalkeeper at 26 years of age.
You mentioned Jake. Yeah. Jake Forster-Caskey. Yeah. He had a hand in both goals. I thought he was excellent.
So he should. He's a good player. So he doesn't deserve any extra credit because he's a talent. And I've always believed in him, he knows that. Funny if I said to him when we walked out before, last time you played here, you were rubbish for me, and we got beat 3-0 or 3-1. He said, that's a bit harsh, Gaffer. I said, but it's the truth. And the first thing he said to me in the game, he said, it wasn't rubbish today.
Are you hoping to add to your squad still?
I think still we need certain areas. But it's hard, everyone's seen at this level that this time of the year is a difficult place to go and recruit because of the intensity of the season. Because of the quality of the teams that are in it, and sometimes people look over £8.5 million we've made in this window, and it's not about blowing it, it's about the longevity of the football club. Hopefully people have seen by me coming here that I want to be here for a long time. Now I've not hid that at all. I've been quite honest and quite open. I want to be here, and that's important, and I want the players to want to be here. And if you have that mentality right the way through the football club, we'll be all right. And I just think that over the forthcoming weeks, it's going to be difficult because there's one or two things that we might miss out on, but I'm not going to overpay. I don't. I'd rather put it into the youth policy. I'd rather put it into young players. I'd rather find a different way of doing it. And the most important thing, as we get pushed out the way, is Charlton Athletic. And I think today the players seeing, or the fans seeing, that these players certainly made this club proud today.